His financial success has enabled him to turn his drive-in into a sort of commons. The Hounds has hosted dance recitals and pet organizations. It's welcomed more than a dozen graduating high school classes free of charge. Students receive their diplomas on the big screen as their families watch from their cars. According to Scott Neisler, the mayor of Kings Mountain, the Hounds' active presence has resulted in a local economic boost. He also staged the city's 4th of July fireworks show there in order to celebrate the holiday safely. But a storybook ending for drive-ins might prove elusive. Their new outsized role in public life has not always ensured their financial health. The Benji's Drive-In Theater in Middle River, Maryland, has opened every day of some weeks with concerts, church services, and more. But the theater is operating at less than half capacity to promote social distancing and has taken on a much bigger staff to control safety and crowding. The public thinks we're a cash cow, says Benji's owner, D. Edward Vogel, but it's been very hard on us. Pop-up theaters emerging since the start of the pandemic, says Vogel, are breaking my heart. He is particularly worried about the 160 temporary drive-ins arriving in Walmart parking lots, featuring films chosen by Tribeca Enterprises in August. These spaces could further squeeze the independent operators. A representative for Walmart did not respond to a request for comment. At the 66 drive-in in Missouri, McDonald doubts he can make it to the fall because of decreased capacity, a blank movie slate, and people bringing their own food instead of buying from the concession stand. His financial plight is worrisome to David Fowler, pastor of the First United Methodist Church of Carthage, Missouri, who has been holding services from the snack bar roof every Sunday to growing crowds. His congregation appreciates seeing fellow worshipers in person as opposed to sitting at home alone. "It's a bit of Americana I'd hate to see lost," says Fowler. In face of such hardships, drive-ins fight on for survival. In Buda, Texas, Doc's Drive-In has housed graduation, soccer watch parties, and two weddings, including the Levertons. In April, 45 cars rolled up on each side of a dirt road aisle. The couple, who paid $4,000 to book Doc's, swapped heels for boots and stood on a rickety stage, swatting away June bugs as an officiant married them from 6 feet away. "It turned out the wedding we had was way, way better than anything we could have dreamed of," Lindsay says. After the ceremony, Airplane played on the big screen.